There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Hope you have some big plans rolling through Memorial Day weekend, maybe to plan out some time with family or friends and have an extra day or two out, perhaps firing up the old barbecue, whatever it might be. It could be a soggy one, depending on where you live. The Californians listening to this show would love some rain, wouldn't you? But in Texas and in parts of the Southwest, it's been nothing but rain, lots of flooding, a lot of green, but a lot of flooding, and a lot of rivers and creeks that are overflowing, which is an unusual sight, I must say. Kate Delaney, the captain of ATN, and happy to be here piloting this this ship, if you will. Congress getting ready for the holiday, mulling over how to keep the NSA program from ending, at least some in Congress, and that, of course, is connected to the Patriot Act. The fury in this country over having our info pawed over, however, makes it an interesting political trap for some of the people, for example, who are running for president, because they have to decide, what side are you on this thing? There isn't too much of an in-between, and Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky who is running for president on the Republican side, as you all know, is one of those who is standing up and saying, no way. The program goes dark on June 1st, period. That's it. It's gone. It's expired. So we've got this week-long Memorial Day recess, and there is no resolution. Some feel that it's a matter of national security, that it is A1 critical, and we can't, even though we don't like everything in the Patriot Act, we still need it. Last week, the House overwhelmingly passed, as you all know, and we talked about from D.C., the USA Freedom Act that would shift responsibility for holding data from the government to telecommunications companies, and also imposing stricter limitations on how they could access the information, so how the government could access it. So the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is pushing for a two-month extension of the current law. Because why? Because we can never get to anything on time. Did we not know that the clock was ticking on this? Yes, June 1st. But we're up against a wall again, and it's on a very important issue. So he's pushing for the Band-Aid. The Senate is preparing to vote on both a House bill and an extension, and that could go down right now. Happen over the weekend. The Intelligence Committee Chair, Richard Burr, says he expects both would fail, that they would both fail. Dianne Feinstein, who's the top Democrat on the Intelligence Committee, said she was preparing a backup proposal, because she thinks these two votes go down in flames. But she can't concede that the Freedom Act would be defeated in the Senate. She said it's going to be close. It's going to be one of these close votes. Rand Paul seized the moment for 10 hours the other day, filibustering, and saying just forget the idea of the Patriot Act. So which is it going to be? In the one plan, there's a two-year transition for the telecom carriers to take in the information and store it, and they would have to, you know, update Congress on how much is getting done, because it's so much information. It could be a Band-Aid. It could come down to that. Maybe it's a short-term bill, too. I mean, you've got John Boehner, who's pushing the Senate to act and saying he wasn't surprised by the disconnect, and I'm not surprised by the disconnect. Ultimately, it affects every single one of us. Here's something we all have in common, rich, poor, or somewhere in between. How do you feel about conversations being taped, even though we keep hearing, oh, it's metadata, don't worry, it's not all being pawed through, and there's only certain things, except for if you ever write, like, terrorist in an email, then you get pushed aside. And that means probably a lot of us have that happen, right? Or if it's something that's heard. So you had a couple of Dems and a couple of Republicans that sent a letter to John Boehner and Nancy Pelosi saying that there was a recent court ruling. They noted it, put it, highlighted it in the letter that struck down the key provisions of the law. And they say they're opposed to any short-term bill. And I agree with that. Do we really want a short-term bill? No. Let's get this whole thing where it's supposed to be. Let's get it where it's supposed to be instead of another Band-Aid. But the Department of Justice, and I talked to someone today in the Pentagon, this is full steam ahead. Look, it's done as of June 1st. They are warning. They're saying they're winding down parts of the program coming up this week if they can't find an agreement, because that's how long it's going to take to do it. That means they're going to take steps to just get rid of the bulk telephone metadata program to ensure that there isn't anything that's unauthorized, because then it would be unauthorized. Something has to happen before June 1st, period. That's it. It goes dark. That's it. So here's the question, and this is what John Cornyn said from Texas, a polar opposite of Rand Paul. He's saying, if this completely goes dark, don't you think that gives the ability, don't you think that limits us as far as our ability to detect terrorist activity? And if do we just let that happen? And what if he didn't go to this far, as far as the step of what if there was an attack, but that's what he's saying. Do we let that happen? And remember, this all winds back to Ed Snowden, the intelligence guy who was contracted by the NSA, who was the source of those documents that showed the massive effort by the NSA to track cell phone calls, monitor emails, internet, of really virtually every single one of us. I mean, I don't know. Raise your hand. I have my virtual glasses on where I can see everything, my infrared glasses across America. How many of you think that nothing of yours has ever been pawed through? I'm going to say very few of us, right? And he's saying that Ed Snowden said all along, he just wanted the public to know, he wanted you, me, and your sister to know what the government was doing. That even if you're not doing anything wrong, you're being watched, you're being recorded. He's still in Russia. And he's got those felony counts hanging over his head, so he's not coming back, including the U.S. Espionage Act, right, over the leaks. But he's the one that alerted everyone to it. If that hadn't happened, we probably still wouldn't know. So what would the debate be over the Patriot Act then? I think it might be a little bit of a different scenario, perhaps. This is a big one. It's a big one, like I said, that affects every single one of us, no matter what your economic status, no matter where you are living. If you have a telephone, if you have access to the internet, there's a great chance that some of what you've said and some of what you talk about has absolutely been taped. Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to check the mail. Yes, overfloweth, as always. And we're also going to have a great conversation with somebody. I hope you hear this. Boy, stay tuned for this one. It's Colonel Robert Sholey, and it's fascinating what he tells me about his time in Vietnam and how he equates what he did on the ground as a commander to what's happened in Iraq and Afghanistan, and also terrorism, ISIS, ISIL, etc., and how we handle it here in America. So that's coming up as well. So stay with us. Much more on this highway called America Tonight next.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material, cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Oh, I say this all the time, so I'm not going to say it this time around, but needless to say, I will say this. Always here on America Tonight, I'm floored by the amount of emails that we receive, so we do a nightly mailbag. On that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Jake in Austin. Our pal has been emailing the show, I think, practically since day one. And Jake says, Happy Memorial Day, Kate. I know you had family members who served, and I salute them, and I salute all the people listening to your show who have served in the military. I myself did not, but I have so many friends who were there. I have so many family members who were there in different branches of the government. What will you do to celebrate Memorial Day? You know what was really cool when I was a kid? They had, and it was walking distance from my house, they had a little memorial for soldiers in the area who had served in a couple of different wars. And I never realized this because I was really little, you know, 6 years old, walking by at 7 years old. And then one day, and this was unsolicited, I was by myself, I think, or with some friends, 6, 7, 8 years old, however old I was, and I looked at the cool little stones they had up and the American flags, and then I started to read the list, and I realized, and that's when it hit me that young, oh my gosh, there's my great uncle's name. Yeah, there's Uncle Dick's name. There's Grandpa's names on this. And I remember running home and telling my mother I had seen this cool display statues and stones and flags, and she just, you know, grinned and said, honors the veterans in the area. And I think, I mean, honestly, ever since I saw that, it really stuck with me because I was so young, you know, impressionable, and it always the day to me meant something. And then through the years, of course, of covering Memorial Day ceremonies, it's really wild at the places I've lived to see what towns and cities do to honor, frankly, all their veterans, from the younger veterans to those from wars past. So it is something to think about. So to answer the question, in a long way, I'll go to a little Memorial Day parade that they have in my area because I think it's really cool, and I think it's cool to see a lot of the veterans come out for that. Can we move to this one? This is from Joseph in Sarasota, Florida. I know it's Sarasota because he says, I'm in Sarasota, Florida. Joseph says, Kate, it is crazy what's happening with the weather. We watch in Florida and we know about hurricanes and we see what the people in Texas and Oklahoma and Arkansas are dealing with these tornadoes. I can't decide. I mean, each are equally deadly. But I think we have a little more warning with hurricanes, and you've talked about that, than with tornadoes. Do you think they'll ever solve the riddle of how to predict tornadoes sooner? You know, they're using a lot of really cool technology, things that they're getting up into the funnels and how they can see these clouds form, the walls form. Certainly when they see that, they know. But when there's not any warning, there still isn't much that they can do. It's just really watching that weather. That's why in places like Kansas, Nebraska, a lot of the places in Texas. I'm sure, I guess that it's, every city has this, they're equipped to do it. But you know, you hear those sirens. But when you live in those places and you hear those sirens and you know it's rainy weather and you hear it, you know that that's a tornado, that they're worried about that. That's the all call that's out. And I mean, I guess in a longabout way, too, there are some breakthroughs with tornadoes, but not anything near what's happened as far as watching hurricanes. And you know what? It's weather. It's weather, and it's weather that can suddenly change in those areas on a moment's notice. And you go from a bright sunny day to dark clouds and the right conditions that all of a sudden, boom, tornado. I'll tell you one thing in Dallas and in the Metroplex area, I think some of the weather people have done a good job of predicting as much as they can predict what's happening with tornadoes, because they get on the air and they've got, here's a tornado watch, the watches, and they're telling people what to do way more than I can ever remember. So, and hopefully they keep coming up with technology to give people even more time, more of a warning. All right, here's one from Will, who says, Kate, what do you think about the end of Deflategate? In other words, Robert Kraft, I heard you say on your show, decided not to challenge the suspension and everything that was handed down to the Patriots as a result of taking air out of the footballs. I think it was smart to do that. I think it was smart because why get into that whole fight, that whole argument, and just drag it out further? I think that's what Kraft decided. I mean, I know there's more to it than that. There must have been a conversation with Goodell, which there was, and who knows what that conversation was about. But I'm assuming something in that conversation probably prompted him to feel, okay, this is what I was thinking, and they decided not to do it. Maybe there was other things that were, you know, said between them, but really a smart move. I was surprised, I have to be honest, that he didn't just say, I'm challenging this and go through it. Maybe there was more to the Wells report, which I think than we probably realized, their interpretation of it. How's that? It's going to be an interesting year in the NFL, that's for sure. All right, let's move over to something else. Here's one from Sarah, who says, Kate, love America Tonight. I've been listening to the show thanks to my boyfriend for the last 4 or 5 months. Your callers crack me up. I like it when that guy Dan calls you and tells you funny jokes. Because you have a thing for jokes, I can tell, don't you? I do have a thing for jokes because I'm not a great joke teller, but I love to laugh. I mean, we've got to find the humor in things. And I have gotten better at telling them, I'll say that. You know, telling stories is one thing, but telling actual jokes with punchlines where you pull people in, and that's a whole different ballgame. And the problem is jokes like anything else, you got to remember the jokes and you tell it correctly, and give it that life and then deliver the punchline in the right way. It's all about that punchline, that's for sure. How about this from Stacy? Kate, David Letterman, off the air. Wow, I have to say, I wasn't a huge fan of his, but I watched his final show, and it was pretty powerful. He was thanking everyone and their brother. I bet there's another side to David Letterman. I saw snippets of that, and what I thought was really cool was that he had his son in the in the audience, and his wife, and said, oh, it's all about, you know, without them I'm nothing or whatever, and it's all about my family. And you could tell the little boy was kind of shy and squirming around in his chair, and he said something about, I have to introduce his friend. I told him I'd introduce his friend, and he said the kid's name, and everybody clapped, and you know, it's a moment neither one of them will forget. And Letterman's son is gigging the other kid, you know, hey, you know, it's you. And it was just so, it was just so cool to see that, I think. And it's another end of an era. You know, you've had Leno out, now Letterman's out. It's a whole different world in late night TV too. Because you ask people, and how many, I'll say this out to you, how many of you know who's replacing David Letterman? You know, whether you liked him or didn't like him or caught a show here and there or you love David Letterman, you know, his name was known. You know the name David Letterman. And that's, of course, the goal of the next person that comes in a very different world of television with all the competition online and people downloading things and everything else. It's a different world as far as TV is concerned. All right, let's take one more. And this one is from Kyle. And Kyle says, Kate, who do you think is going to win the NBA playoffs? I'm a sports fan and a political fan. I won't ask you about presidential predictions right now, but let's talk about the NBA. Do you think LeBron James wins, or do you think something else happens? Yeah, isn't it interesting that we just think of Cleveland, which has so many incredible players, as LeBron James? I think Cleveland wins, but it's hopefully going to be an interesting final series. And first they have to get through the current series. First they got to get through Atlanta. So game one, cha-ching, but you got to get through the series, and then everybody absolutely gets off of his back, because you can't attack LeBron James then. He's got two championships, goes back to Cleveland. I know it was like a circus, but goes back to Cleveland and wins. That would be huge for him, and I think that's what happens. I think the Cavaliers win this, and the city goes crazy. And so for the people of Cleveland, it's a big, big deal. It's a big deal that you sent me your thoughts. Remember, if you're listening, you can always do that at americatonight.net.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during the slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now. 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now. 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
With Memorial Day coming up, who better to have on this show than retired Colonel Robert Scholey? Let me tell you about his record and where he's been. I mean, just unbelievable. Company commander from the jungles of Vietnam to the Defense Intelligence Agency. Boy, we could have some stories there. Probably take 5 hours. Tours in Saudi Arabia, the Middle East, South Asia, all over the place. You can imagine working through Desert Storm and SHIELD as well. And you know how we feel about the troops here and certainly what we're seeing today. He's got a book out that's called Young Soldiers, Amazing Warriors. Colonel, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you very much for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Let's rewind the clock a little bit. And just recently I did something where I was talking to a whole group of guys that were in Vietnam, and we revisited that. And people try to put Vietnam into perspective and what happened there and how Vietnam finished out from what you saw, because you were there in the trenches, so to speak, in the jungles. And now as you look at it years later, what didn't work and what worked initially in Vietnam as far as strategy and what we did militarily?
Well, isn't that a convoluted question?
Yes.
I had two tours in Vietnam, 66, 67, and 70, 71. And the war was winding down on my last tour. As far as strategy is concerned, we had the correct strategy for the most part. And as many of my fellow veterans from Vietnam say, we won the war when I left. And that's exactly right. The military did, in fact, win their war. And there was a ceasefire, and there was a peace process in place. And it was the politicians who decided not to follow up on that. So as a result, instead of our providing assistance and support to the South Vietnamese, as we had promised, we elected not to do that. And so as a result, the North Vietnamese simply took over South Vietnam. So did we lose the war? The military didn't. Politicians may argue that particular point, but I would like to point out that the actual reason for us going into Vietnam was to stop the spread of communism. We're still involved in the Cold War, and they were concerned that the loss of Vietnam to communists would create a domino effect in Cambodia and Laos and Thailand, and the remainder of South Asia would fall to the communist doctrine. I would like to point out that without United States intervention into that particular conflict, that may well have happened. But as it did in fact happen, the North Vietnamese were so tired of war by the time that the United States left that even though they did invade Cambodia and Laos and tried to establish a communist regime there, they failed. And they had to pull back to South Vietnam. So I think, you know, in the long term, that the United States did exactly what it intended to do, even though there were some hiccups along the way.
Yeah. And now you see, too, what's happened in Vietnam and what a huge tourist industry, Colonel, there is just thriving. And so many Americans, not just soldiers going back, but so many Americans go to Vietnam and visit Vietnam in those areas that, you know, that you were where you were fighting.
It's interesting that the United States is Vietnam's largest trading partner.
Yeah. Boy, no kidding.
A friend of mine went back to some of the areas that I talk about in the land that we fought over during the war. And all of that area, the Yadrang Valley that was defoliated by Agent Orange at that time, has now been put into tea plantations. And so there's a very robust economy in the west of Pleiku in the central highlands in the tea industry. And it's all been overgrown. If you try to find the fighting fields and the landing zones and that sort of thing, you won't find them.
Oh, how interesting. Now, we fast forward, we've given all your military history, we fast forward to the situation that we're seeing with ISIS, ISIL, the coalition, Syria, Iraq. What a nightmare. As you watch this unfold, what do you think the United States' role should be in particularly these thorny areas in the Middle East?
Well, you know, the Middle East situation is kind of like Christmas. There's something new every single day.
Boy.
And I have to tell you, though, that the more things change, the more they stay the same. You have ISIS, and we used to have the PLO. We used to have Hamas. We used to have a whole bunch of terrorist organizations that really have lost their teeth and are no longer. ISIS has gained a lot of its popularity, and I'll use that word rather judiciously, popularity at least in terms of knowledge of the organization, merely because they have some very smart people who are very savvy in social media. They show television, they show Facebook, they have, you know, different organizations that they use as covers, and they spread their word there. Now, is that a real danger to the United States? No. It's a danger to Americans traveling, and there will always be these lone wolf sort of incidents, but no matter what role that these guys play, the United States is still going to do well. It's still going to survive. ISIS is just another blip on the horizon, and there will be something that takes its place, but the role of the United States would be, I suspect, at least if somebody were to ask me, would be to provide some additional manpower and some additional aircraft and go into their strongholds and do what they can. But it's hard to eradicate an idea. And as long as the situation remains the same in Iraq with the Shia and the Sunni fighting each other, then ISIS will have a very growing place that they will just simply, you know, overcome.
Given all that you've said, what do you think is the biggest threat to the United States today?
Well, I've said this on a couple of other shows. I think the biggest threat to the United States is our own government. And I say that in not as if they're going to take over the government and we're going to do bad things. I think their policies and the policy of sequestration, which is drawing down the troops, losing essential funding for the military in many, many essential areas, sequestration is a bad idea. If they had asked the military to provide some areas where they could probably take a reduction in funding, then we may have come up with a program plan. But the way it kind of works is it's X percent across the whole horizon. And so as a result, what happens in that case, there is no thought given to priorities or essential programs and that sort of thing. So I think this business of sequestration is harming the military, and that is probably the biggest danger to our military and our ability to defend ourselves.
Yeah. I mentioned this at the top, of course, as you know, Memorial Day coming up, and I mentioned your book, Young Soldiers, Amazing Warriors, and you have something really neat going on. You're offering to donate copies of your book if people listening to America Tonight, and there's people listening in all kinds of nooks and crannies, would nominate a veteran. Explain that to us, Colonel.
Well, if you go to my website, you will see the program lined out, and what it is if you have a veteran that you would like to honor, there's a form on our website at www.youngsoldiersamazingwarriors.com, and go to that website and fill out the form. Then just give us the name of the veteran you choose to honor, your name, and the name of the library to where you would like the copy sent. And we will put a little book plate inside the book saying that the book has been donated in the name of whatever the name of the veteran is. And we will then, the nominator will receive a certificate showing that the book has been, in fact, been donated to the library in the name of their veteran.
All right. I love it. Tell us about the book, Young Soldiers.
Well, it's a great book. One of the best books I've ever read.
That's well said. Very nice.
Or written, for that matter.
Yeah. Did you think you had it in you? You know, hey, I'm going to write a book. I've got these ideas. I'm going to write a book.
You know, I have wanted to write a book since I was a small child, but I never really tried to do anything with it. And I took notes in a small journal when I was in Vietnam. So when I came back from that, my guys had seen me writing in this journal, and so they started asking me, when's the book coming out? When's the book coming out? And so the idea being that I felt, well, maybe I better do something about that. So I wrote the book using my journal, my day-to-day thoughts and of what was going on at the time. Plus, there were a lot of guys who were still remembering stuff, and I used their ideas. The book covers the first year of the 1st Battalion, 8th Infantry of the 4th Infantry Division. That doesn't mean a whole lot to civilians, but it means a great deal to people who served in the military. And this particular battalion, there's about 800 guys in a battalion, in a 60-day period, earned the members of the battalion were awarded 4 Medals of Honor, 5 Distinguished Service Crosses, and 3 Presidential Unit Citations for their actions.
Wow.
It was a hectic time, and our young men who came fresh out of high school and the guys who were making the military a career, they showed their valor and bravery in a way that people would simply not believe unless you read the book.
Yeah. All right, we're going to read that book, pick up the book. I'm assuming we can also get it on Amazon, right?
You can get it on Amazon, or you can get it through my website, either way.
All right, excellent. Colonel Scholey, happy Memorial Day, in a sense, for everything that you've given back to this country, and thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Okay, thank you very much for having me.
I know we were so long ago, but you never asked me to forget about you. 'Cause you know if you ask me for anything, you'll get it right away. And you know this, and I don't
don't know no why. And I don't know why. And I don't know why.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Welcome back to America Tonight. You know, I'm such a fan of the game, the great game of golf. It's the frustrations, I think, that draw us back in. And one of my favorite tournaments of all time is the Colonial. The people in Fort Worth are so nice. If you are listening to me and you're not in the Dallas area and you're not in the great state of Texas, just put that on your bucket list to come to Fort Worth and come during the Colonial, because you will have a ball. Right now, I have Gina LaBere with me. She is the Crown Plaza Vice President. Crown Plaza, the big sponsors of the tournament. Gina, thanks for hopping on America Tonight.
I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you.
Well, we wanted to talk about the charity aspect, which is what I think is one of the wonderful things that you do, and how people can get involved, fans can get involved, and support their favorite golfers. You have something really cool going on. It's Always On Charity Challenge is what it's called. Explain that to us.
Well, yeah, as you know, a lot of what's done in the name of this tournament is around charity, and we've raised $52 million. And so this year, Crown Plaza is doing the Always On Charity Challenge, as you mentioned. So we have partnered with 9 terrific PGA Tour players who are helping us get the word out to raise money for charity. And so they are actively involved in a competition to see who's going to be the most favorite golfer. And the person at the end of the week that has the most votes will get $100,000 donated to charity in their name. So we're excited about that, and fans can get involved by going to alwaysoncharitychallenge.com and selecting their golfer.
So, yes, so whoever the golfer is, it's their charity?
So $90,000, $10,000 for every year that we've been sponsoring this tournament will be donated to Birdies for Charity, which is the charity associated with Colonial Country Club, and $10,000 will be to the charity of their choice.
Oh, how great is that? So I imagine for the golfers, because, you know, they're kind of raised on this, that this is an interesting twist, and they, and some of them, I heard some of them are really kind of lobbying to be voted for, which is a good thing, right? To raise the awareness.
Yeah. That's right. Graham DeLate yesterday brought pizzas to the media center and tweeted that out. It got retweeted multiple times. So there's a little bit of competition going. We understand a couple other golfers are looking to bring breakfast and lunch. So we'll see what happens. The media will be happy this week, if nothing else, right?
That's right. I got to get there. As soon as I get off with you, I got to scurry out there. So the way you vote is through Facebook and Twitter.
That's correct.
Yeah, cool.
And every golfer has an individual hashtag.
Ah, so you just go to the hashtag and, you know, there it is. So for your involvement with this, how cool is this to watch this unfold?
We love it. I mean, it's such a great event every single year, and we'd love what we've done from a charity perspective. So this is really great. You know, social media is such a big part of our world today, and these golfers are so gracious, and they're great to work with. So we feel like it's a good partnership this year.
And some of the participating golfers, for people listening, Hunter Mahan's on the list, J.J. Henry, right? You mentioned Graham.
Yeah, Weekly. Yep, Jimmy Walker, Eric Compton, Kevin Streelman, Ryan Palmer. So we've got some Fort Worth flavor in there, too.
Yeah, I like that. That was smart to do that. Gina, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. And everybody jump on this right away, and let's see who wins this challenge.
Sounds great. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The charities that different people work with throughout our network, actually, through all the people that are listening to us, wherever you hail from, whether you're in Ottumwa, Iowa, or Sarasota, Florida. And it brings up the notion that I used to really feature that. If you have something going on that's worth mentioning, somehow you're raising money, or it's something that maybe somebody else can use, get a great idea from, send it to me, americatonight.net. All roads lead through americatonight.net. And if you send me that, I will absolutely contact you, and you can tell me more about it. How about that? By the way, since we were talking about this Colonial Golf Tournament, there's the sensation, the young Jordan Spieth, who won the Masters this year. He made a 20-foot birdie putt on 18 that led him into a share of the first-round lead with three others. There was a lot of rain, so they had to deal with the rain out at the Colonial, which you heard us talking about there. That's the nature of golf, right? And the greatness of what I talked about here already on the show is the fact that there is such a drought in Texas that the rain is a welcome sight. I know the Californians would love to see that. Speaking of golf, I mean, and their golf courses are turning brown, because what can you do? That's the least of their worries when they're really struggling with it. So anyway, he closes with a birdie, and it happened just after 8 o'clock at night because they were playing late. So he is tied with Kevin Na, also Boo Weekly, and a couple of other people are up on that crowded leaderboard. So there you have it. As we round this final couple of moments, round the bend, as I'm fond of saying, horse racing term, you know, that we're in the stretch actually right now, the thing that we've been talking about heavily is what's going to happen with this date upon us on whether or not the Patriot Act is tossed and nothing is in place, so everything goes dark as far as any kind of data collection, which could be a sigh of relief for a lot of people who think it's outrageous what's happened, and it is outrageous what's happened. But what does that mean? I mean, whose scare tactics do you believe? Those who say, well, there's too much grabbing by the government, which there is, because, you know, less government is better government, in my opinion, right? Smaller. We still need the federal government, but smaller. You don't want to give away those rights. At the same time, we don't want to have the ability in this country to be able to collect intelligence. Where is the line? The line was crossed over, and Ed Snowden knew it, and that's one of the reasons why he bolted and then started to release the information through The Guardian, Greg Greenwald, and some others. And it was shocking, a lot of the information that he found out. But, and thank goodness he did it, because that then made us much more aware of what was happening. So does the Patriot Act go away, like Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky wants to see, which is why he had the filibuster the other day? Or does it still need to hang around to some extent, because it would then hogtie us into what would have to happen to be able to still have a little bit of a net to catch people who would harm us here in the United States? Something to think about, isn't it? Doing nothing is not an option. Let's put it that way. Not an option. Something has to happen. The House is pressing the Senate to pass the surveillance changes with the deadline near, because now they're talking about the changes would be you could shift the collection to the telecom carriers, but it would take 2 years. They would have to take it all over, and they would store the metadata and all that kind of information, and it would not be in the government's hands. But they cannot collect the information once we hit June 1st, because then it would be an illegal, it would be collected illegally, and that's not going to happen. So no action is stupid. It has to go either way. The idea of letting the telecom companies collect it, I think, is much better than they'd have to subpoena it, find ways to get the information, but at least they would have it there when they needed it. I don't see anything wrong with that. And that's why the House was smart to tweak that and push that on. But the Senate, it's iffy. It's not looking like that's going to work. But perhaps in the end, it does. In the meantime, a couple of quick things. Nefarious characters and information that has been found. How about this? Bin Laden's bookshelf. So what was on Bin Laden's bookshelf? Lefty academics. That was some of his favorite stuff that Bin Laden was reading. It was interesting in the raid when they got Bin Laden, the SEAL team, they tried to throw everything they could in bags and get out of there. And so that some of the stuff that they found was what he was reading, what was going on. And the material is actually pretty fascinating. It's not what you would think, perhaps, that it's what he would be reading at all. When the Navy SEALs left, they took all kinds of documents, you know, newspaper clippings and other things. But he had on his shelf, he had Bob Woodward. That was one of some of his favorite stuff. Some of his books were there. Chomsky stuff was there. He also had William Blum. A lot of his works were there too. And he was apparently a huge fan of Blum, who was a State Department employee who became really disillusioned during the Vietnam War. That kind of makes sense. And was a huge critic of the U.S. military machine. A big, big chunk of his work was found in Bin Laden's lair, let's put it that way. Yeah. And then the bronze soldiers or horses, there were some soldiers too, but horses that Hitler had that were some of his favorites, they were uncovered too. Ugh, that's creepy. Thanks for listening to America Tonight. Remember, you can always reach us how? AmericaTonight.net. Make it count.
Receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.